This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi, and our bus drivers for moving Americans from wherever they need to go and back and forth and so on. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Here she is, 7 minutes past the hour, Ms. Rosemary, locked and loaded. Go for it.
I'm not sure. Anyway, God bless everyone. Hi, Captain. It's a little hard for me to get back, you know, on the first night after the weekend, but I got some little notes here I just scratched out. Okay, welcome to all new people, by the way, and you will get welcomed later in the week. I'm going to do two nights, two full sessions of mine of blessings, I promise you, and I'll get them all on. Okay, first of all, by the way, tonight, because I didn't do them all Friday, tonight we're going to carry it over. Everybody online right now, if you're online in any way, may God send his absolute love of blessings toward you. And yes, absolutely, I prayed very much for this. So you already got that for tonight, but you're going to get some real big ones by companies and some names and that later this week, and I'll start earlier, so I'll get that in 2 weeks. Two nights. It's hard for me to come back on. All right. A lot going on here. All right, this, many of you know it's my theme song. I have to give a few. I like to start off the week positive. Let's raise a hallelujah. And every time I hear that song, Flip, I'm telling you, that one, I can't stop it. I just have to dance. Even if I can't walk, I'm going to dance. Okay, by the way, they're playing this so much now. All you have to do is look it up. I'll raise a hallelujah. I'll raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. I'll raise a hallelujah and I'll watch the darkness flee. My weapon is a melody. And boy, that's true for me. And heaven comes to fight for me. I'll raise a hallelujah in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're going to hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. For death is defeated and the king is alive. So let's all just shout a hallelujah in the middle of the storms. And boy, we got storms. We know that. But thank God we don't have them weather-wise right now. Okay, because last week was a humdinger. Okay, there's one more little one. I didn't get many words in it, but any of you near-death experiences or ill, very ill, Phil Wickham, I'll say his name right yet, Phil Wickham. I normally do not listen to a lot of his songs, but this one is I have never heard anything like this. It's the second time I've heard it. It's called Jesus Christ, My Living Hope. And it's, you've broken every chain. Death has lost its grip on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Jesus Christ, my living hope. You might want to hear that song. That's all I'm going to give of that one because we don't do hope. But I will tell you, I heard that yesterday and I was on the floor. I mean, literally, bowing because of the words in that song. So powerful. I mean, to reach me, it has to be pretty powerful, and I have a couple dozen here. Okay, just a couple notes for tonight because it's the beginning of the week. Yes, Toward the middle of the week, I'm going to start doing some special ones, and I'll add all you new people, and they will be blessings. You know, I have to pray extra for those. This is my busy personal week, but I'm going to still stick that in. Couple little notes. A very quick one. A friend of mine got the book, said, you got to be careful. This is the real thing from retired Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis, called Progressive Evil. And he does go into the progressives, and the evil, I'll tell you, she said it's very strong. I said, good, that's what I want. But I don't have time for new books right now. I've got two here. I have
Rules for Deplorables. Tune in tomorrow morning. We'll tell you what's going on and why it's happening.
Yeah. Well, so does he. And mm-hmm. he goes into the evil. Well, yeah, we've got a lot of, I'm not progressing. I don't have anything to do with any of these books, but it's just she did tell me that she got this book and it is to die for. And by the way,
yeah, but it's all based on that damn Saul Alinsky stuff. Pardon my French.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. Actually, he goes into a little more than that, sir, because he's been around the world and he goes into the evil. He really
there is evil.
There
plenty of
certainly
it.
Is.
Plenty of it.
Yeah, and you're going to hear that from me a lot. There is evil. We're actually fighting a war, Captain, evil against.
Oh,
Russia.
We have been.
Yes. Absolutely. There's no way we can, you know, it's not even right left anymore. Please. It's just, it's evil against good. And I'm not going to put it any other way because I have to do
it. Exactly what it is.
It is. It is. And I wish that I didn't have to say that. But you know, it is. But now I want to say something here about somebody that seems superhuman to me. Chris Kelly. Okay. Let's talk about this Omar in Minnesota. We have an opportunity coming up. When we can vote her out, by the way, this almost sounds like a saint, but you know, he was served 27 years in the Army, police officer many years. But,
20 years.
Thank you. I didn't have the exact. That's unbelievable. And yet he's willing to, he feels it's time to get her out, and I'll tell you, I don't think it would be a contest. And by the way, if ever he listens to this show, not only would I vote, I don't think I can. It's up there. But you know what? I'm putting prayer over him because I'll tell you, we need more people like that.
I've already reached out to him and invited him to come on my program.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. And don't know when it's going to happen, but it's in the process.
Well, sir, if you're listening, we beg you to come on because I tell you, we need more. We need more like that. Then we wouldn't, you know, we need more like that. Courageous and willing to take it on. Now, this week I got a whole lot of things. I don't know what I'm going to get to. And you know how I love to give you messages in between. I love to tell the stories. You remember I've said it'll be my theme in glory to tell those old stories of Jesus and his love. So we'll be doing a lot of that this week. In the meantime, God bless you all. And remember, God loves you. All of you. Thanks.
All righty, and sorry about that, but you got whacked right there at the very end, Ms. Rosemary. But I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And that's right, Chris Kelly running in the congressional district against Ilhan Omar. Vote for him.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a problem. product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. You'll hear him on many of these same stations a little bit later today. Now, I am telling you right now, if you are suffering from any kind of pain whatsoever, I'm going to suggest to you what worked for me, and I'm telling you, it was a godsend, and I can describe it in no other way. I had to take Mobic and Flexeril for years and years and years because of the injuries that I suffered that caused nagging and aggravating pain, partially because of arthritis, which, you know, that's bone to bone when it comes to certain joints and whatnot. And, of course, I've had ankle replacement surgery. I've broken a leg, a couple of wrists, shoulder, collarbone, had my back broke twice, all in the line of duty. My spine was fused either as a military man or in the fire department. So I got rid of the Mobic and the Flexeril that they said, well, this is going to be what you're going to take for the rest of your life. I said, no, I don't think so, because it had side effects to it. And I decided when I heard about Relief Factor from my buddy Mike Gallagher, who you just heard, that I would give it a shot, because it was a 1995 3-week quick start where if you took it and you followed the instructions, guess what? It would work. Or if it didn't, you were only out $20. Well, in my case, it worked. And I'm still taking it today, over 3 years later. So if you want to try what I tried, and hopefully it will work for you, okay? That's all I can say, because it worked for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. Go to relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. The website, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And joining us right now from Jasper, and by the way, probably listening to me on 107.5, it's Nelson. Hey, Nelson.
Hey, fantastic. Yes, I am on 107.5.
There you go.
By the way, an hour ago when I left Valdosta,
yep,
at 2 o'clock, I went by the interstate, and Pilot was selling their gas at $2.23 a gallon.
Wow, that's what it is down here at the Murphy. At Walmart.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, I didn't know how much of a break that is. That is a break for us up here.
Sure, sure.
As far as I know, it's the lowest in the area.
And thank goodness to the guys from Bainbridge bringing it down there to you.
Absolutely, as well as, I don't know who brings the coffee. I don't know who brings the coffee, but at the interstate there, where the pilot is, you get a free cup of coffee.
Yeah, probably comes from Jacksonville.
Right on, yes indeed. I wanted to ask you, what do the letters G-O-P stand for?
Every time I talk to somebody, they remind me very quickly, Grand Old Party.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. And the reason was in the 1860s or 1856, when the Republican Party got started, it was a new party. And the Democrat Party had been in existence since literally before 1800.
Yep.
That may be a little bit controversial, but in and around 1800. Okay, so they in 1856, 1860, decided that they wanted to be an historic party, so they called themselves the Grand Old Party. Well, I want to challenge everybody out there who has a typewriter or a computer or a pencil to write a letter to the editor and address the idea of prosperity. The party is now the Good Old Prosperity Party.
Okay.
The Good Old Prosperity Party. I think that would be an excellent headline for your letter to the editor. Write the newspaper in your area and commend Trump for his having brought us out of the doldrums and into the sunlight.
That's a great idea, Nelson.
Yeah, and if we can't do something with GOP, I'm amazed. It is the Good Old Prosperity Party.
I was just gonna call it. Let's see. I was gonna use the word "great stone." Call it great old people.
Well, traditionally, us older people have the values and the historic background to understand and appreciate our history, and
we know how we got to where we're at.
Yes, and we're not simpletons at this. And I'm not a 90-day wonder guy. I've been around teaching school.
Boy, I haven't heard that terminology in a while, but yeah, go ahead.
I've been teaching and all that and so on. And so I've met all the liberals and all the at the professor's level and that sort of thing.
And see, you're to be commended, too, for what you did, because you told me off air you remember the REC up there. And that's good. You're taking an active part in the politics of your area, and that's what people need to do. They need to get involved. They can't just sit on the sidelines anymore.
Absolutely. As well as I now have the outlines for the letters Trump that are 8 feet high. Each letter is 8 feet high by four.
Oh, you're making another sign?
Yes.
Good.
And so there will be, in effect, five different signs. One for Trump, 8 feet tall, one for T. That would be 4 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And then TR, another sign, mm-hmm. 4 feet high. I mean, excuse me, 8 feet high, four mm-hmm. feet wide. And I will continue the sign, and it will say Trump Country.
You got to send me a picture.
Oh, I will. I will. And it'll be, in the, as you know, I write that weekly column.
Yep.
And it will be as soon as I can find a hole in a leg to put it in there. And the idea is I have so many backed up articles. I'm like you, I'll bet you. You have so many things to say, and you only have 3 hours.
Four.
4 hours. You only have 4 hours.
Yeah.
And with me, I only have one weekly.
But I have an advantage that you don't. I have what's called a loop on my website on the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And for anybody that misses even 5 minutes of this show, they can go over there to that loop, and the 4 hours plays over and over again until the next news story show starts.
Wow. Well, see, in my case now, I have two weekly newspapers that run the column religiously, if I can use that term that way.
Sure, absolutely.
And another newspaper that comes out every other week. And so they will take one or the other of my articles mm-hmm. and publish it. And it goes into 7 states as well as 40 of the Florida counties.
By the way, Nelson, you want to hear something good?
Yes.
I'm watching the futures here of the stock market for today. And It's moving up very slowly, but it's moving up today. Everything's in the green. Now, I'm not really a stock market guy, but I'm fascinated by watching to see how the investors are reacting to what's going on. And it is looking like as if people are just, you know, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Sure, sure. Good old prosperity. Mm-hmm. G-O-P, good old prosperity. All right. Well, you have a great evening.
I'm going to. Thanks very much, Nelson. And that's our buddy Nelson in Jasper, Florida, listening to us on 107.5 FM, and we appreciate him very much. And, by the way, I had some people commenting to me that they were hearing the weekend rerun of my show up there way over near Tallahassee, coming east on I-10 on 107.5, and there you go. So we appreciate Scott James for doing that and playing the show, and he's a very vital member of the network and the family up there with his multiple radio stations. And Scott, we appreciate you, and we love your program. So there you go. And by the way, Mr. Mayor, I hope you become Mr. Mayor. I told you I would come up there and speak at one of your events and rally the people, and I meant exactly what I said. So for any of you listening up there in Valdosta, you get Scott on the horn and tell him my only available time's on the weekend. I can't do it during the week. But on the weekend, I would gladly come up there on a Saturday afternoon or evening somewhere where he could have a rally and we could just put it together and have one whale of a time. There you go. That's up there in Valdosta, Georgia. We appreciate the folks up there. Now, let me move on very quickly here. We've got a lot of different things that are kind of moving very fast with the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. And even though they've come out, the New York City coroner, and said that it was death by strangulation, the autopsy reported multiple broken bones in his neck. And we still have doctors coming out saying that that's more consistent with strangulation rather than hanging. Now, I'm gonna pull a Bill O'Reilly on this. I'm gonna say, okay, the official result is death by hanging, suicide. So I'll go with that temporarily, but I want the investigation to continue, and somebody needs to get a hold of the body and do the toxicology and all that sort of stuff, which is what I thought they would have done, because this was such a high-profile witness and observer and participant in criminal activity, the likes of which we had never seen when it came to his sexual persuasiveness and all that stuff. Now, we know that Epstein had death threats from inmates. We know he'd received threats from people that wanted to extort him and trying to get money from him and all that sort of stuff. So I don't think this is over and done with yet. But then again, what do I know? We'll talk about it with Frank Silvato in Hour 4. All right. Coming back with more right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke as he was returning to the White House after his vacation. He tried to reassure people about the economy after a huge swing on Wall Street last week.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
The president's top economic advisors also tried to calm fears of a recession.
Well, I tell you what, I sure don't see a recession.
Larry Kudlow pointed to a strong retail and low unemployment as signs the economy remains strong.
We should not be afraid of optimism. I don't know what it is. Everybody wants to talk about pessimism.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, trade advisor Peter Navarro also rejected any talk of a pending recession.
What I'm seeing, looking at all the macro tea leaves, is a very strong Trump economy and bullish stock markets through 2020 and beyond.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, it is. This portion of our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One of them in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So here's more about them and what they do right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls, I've got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. And for those of you coming out of the military, you don't really know what it is you might want to do. Well, how would you like to about one or two up yourself here with something I'm going to tell you? Here's what it is. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, if you come out of the military, you've got skills, you just don't know how to use them, how about checking out the National Aviation Academy? They've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and the other in Clearwater, Florida. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Let me say that again. In 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I meant exactly what I said. Now, you can find out more by checking them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. Find out what they're all about. Give them a call also, if you'd like, 800-659-2080, to find out more. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's naa.edu and 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll open the door wide, slap open for you. Well, there is move afoot right now to have a new law, terrorism law, on domestic terrorism after the last three attacks that we've had here in this country. So there's a push afoot right now to have a new domestic terrorism law put into effect, which would be punishable by death in the event you kill someone, and no questions asked. It would be a federal law. We'll see how that works out, because the Congress is coming back early to consider gun legislation, but this is also something else they're going to consider. By the way, also coming out of the Middle East, Hezbollah will be taking over border security on the border with Israel and Lebanon. Now, the Lebanese military and the Syrian military that were there intertwined are moving back, and Hezbollah is taking over. The border security agents will remain as they are. However, Hezbollah is running the show. Make no mistake about it. That is going to get real interesting real quick. Mark my words. Now, over the weekend, we told you about South Korea once again firing a couple of more missiles into the sea, South China Sea, extending their recent streak of weapons tests believed to be aimed at pressuring Washington and Seoul over the slow nuclear diplomacy. North Korea really does want to sit down and talk and do something, but they don't want to give up the farm in doing so, and unfortunately for North Korea, one of the things they're going to have to do is give up the farm, namely the nukes. They might be able to keep some, but they're going to have to stop doing all the stuff that they've been doing in the past. We'll see how that plans or how that works out. Now, the next few months will decide whether or not the Defense Department gets another round of base closings here in the next decade, according to a new analysis from the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, which has been warning military officials not to dismiss the potential looming impact on budgets and readiness. There may be some bases that will have to be combined or shut down again. By the way, in case you didn't hear, that Iranian tanker, the Grace 1, that was seized by Gibraltar and the United Kingdom, was released over the weekend and steamed off very gracefully into unknown territory. We're probably following it to see where it's going to go, or watching it at least. But it's back out afloat again, moving towards wherever it's going with its cargo. Also, the Department of Defense processed nearly $1 billion in improper travel payments to service members and civilian employees over a three-year span, according to a Government Accountability Office report. Now, some of this may not have been the fault of the service members. They were just following procedures in place. But the civilian employees were taking advantage of a system and gaming it, if you will, for expenses that maybe they weren't necessarily authorized to get back. That's part of the problem. Western intermediaries are trying to persuade arch foes, Iran and the United States, to cooperate on bolstering security in Afghanistan along the Iranian-Afghan border, as U.S. President Donald Trump is now seeking to extract America from its longest war. Now, we just had a series of explosions killing 80-some-odd people. It might be higher than that right now over the weekend. But it's believed that this was not the Taliban that did this, that it was instead ISIS. And if it was ISIS, they may, in fact, be coming in through the Iranian side of the Afghan border, if that's the case. So, therefore, again, it behooves the United States and Iran to talk about this, and Afghanistan, if they could get in the mix, because this is another little equation. You not only have the Taliban, who are refusing to talk to the Afghan government, but you've got Al-Qaeda there, again, still yet. And you've got ISIS coming in there, getting larger from time to time. Now, Iraq banned unauthorized flights and ordered all military camps and munitions warehouses to be moved outside Iraqi cities following a massive explosion at a munitions depot southwest of Baghdad that killed a civilian and wounded 13 others this week. They're in the process of doing that now. And America's top representative in Taiwan said that Washington expects the island to continue increasing its defense spending as Chinese security threats to the U.S. ally continue to grow. Now, this kind of goes hand in hand with what's going on in Hong Kong. The world is watching what China may or may not do in Hong Kong, and it's become very apparent that if this doesn't slow down and the protests don't settle down, that we're going to see the Chinese military on the streets in Hong Kong with their military vehicles and their military hardware enforcing the law. These protesters have been told they can't protest. They're out there in numbers, large numbers. And it's just a matter of time. And I realize that China's being patient, and that's a good thing. But still, somewhere along the line, something is going to happen. And we know it is. So we'll see what happens. Now, Kerry Benjen is a name that you probably don't know. But she is the Principal Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. And she says the often crippling backlog of national security clearances, which can stretch for as long as 2 years, has now been cut in half, which is a good thing, but I hope they're not cutting any corners in the process. All right, Kathy, your turn. Folks, we'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Truck rolled down the interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough, two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back, it's a fact, he's working class.
All righty, that's Leland Martin somewhere up there in the northern part of the U.S. of A. Might even be in Canada tonight, rolling along the highways and byways. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, this time of the night, stop on by. You get yourself a free cup of coffee. Hello to Catwoman and Road Dog, leaving Laredo, headed back to Lafayette. Drive safe. Hello to Trucker Ed, who is out there running all over the place, but he just told me, going north, going south, and going east, and going west, oh boy, Trucker Ed's getting it done. And hello to Trucker Mark and all the Creek Carrier drivers and all of the Schaefer drivers and the Hunt Transportation drivers out there, along with FedEx and UPS. Now, a large dome of high pressure is expected to deliver summer heat and humidity in multiple sections of the country today to start off the week. Now, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect across the South Central Plains, mid to lower Mississippi Valley, and the mid-Atlantic into the Northeast, including the big cities of New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Kansas City, where temperatures today are going to reach 100 degrees, maybe even warmer. Now, out in the Southwest, Tucson, Phoenix, Kingman, Arizona, Yuma, Arizona, Las Vegas, you're talking about temperatures 110 to 115. Actual temperatures, the heat index is going to be way above that. So that's what we got looking at out there in the central part of the United States right now. We have got central Texas over into central Louisiana, on up into the western part of Arkansas, about half of the state of Missouri, the eastern half of Oklahoma, the eastern half of Kansas. You've got high heat index temperatures there, as well as, like I said, New York and Albany and Hartford, Connecticut and Philadelphia. Temperatures there approaching 100 degrees in heat index. Now, red flag warnings out in Wyoming tonight. Poor air quality around Atlanta and also Denver east and north, so be advised of that. Now, Pilot and Fine J bring you your Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Make sure you stop by and see the difference that they make these days, not your average truck stop that your daddy visited years ago. And right now, here's Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I listened to what you and Kyle Warren were talking about earlier in the show. I believe that you'll know if the PLA goes into Hong Kong, because I think first thing they're going to do is clear the city out of foreigners. You got 3 days, 72 hours, or whatever, to get out of Hong Kong, and then they'll put the great Chinese firewall where you get no media, no cell phone traffic, no computer, nothing, and then they'll just roll in and do it, if that is what is to happen.
Mm.
But I don't think the world will even care, which is kind of the sad state of affairs.
Mm.
We talked earlier, 1989, Tiananmen. How mild the response was from the Bush administration. I mean, George H.W. Bush, you know, he sent Brent Scowcroft over saying, don't pay attention to what we say, just keep on doing what you're going to do. China is now too powerful to really do anything about. They've got their own constituents now that owe them money, what they have been doing international now for the last 20 years. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed in Trump. He's been so mild about it. You know, but this is the same guy that said trade wars are easy to win. He got that one wrong. And then I heard Peter Navarro on the One Sunday show yesterday. Anybody that takes that crackpot serious, because that guy doesn't have a clue. I think that what they're going to do, right now, Trump's been the only person in this trade deal to blink. And the last one was, he said he wasn't going to put the tariffs on now until December 15th, until people bought Chinese electronics.
Or later.
Yeah. Chinese have not budged one inch. You know, I'm glad everybody thinks this guy's going to get reelected, because right now I don't see it. And I've said that all along. We're slowing down now. We're slowing down 2% of your GDP. That's where Obama was.
Well, actually, he was a little bit less than that, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, we could easily hit 1.8. It's not going to be hard to do. I mean, I see Lafayette, Indiana.
I see just the opposite. Yep.
If you go to the manufacturing side of this country, it is starting to slow.
Our manufacturing jobs down here in Florida, Dan, are picking up because companies are moving out of the north, and guess where they're going? South.
South, right. Well, car sales are going to be down about 2.5% this year.
All right, well, I got to let you go because Denise is on the line, and I told you I'd let you talk
till
her.
All
righty, we'll talk to you soon. All right, and Stan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we had a 1.7 million person march in Hong Kong yesterday. Dan and I were just talking about the fact that it looks like as if China is going to reach the point to where they're going to come in there, order all the foreigners out, seal the city off, and then do whatever it is they're going to do.
Yes, and the protesters, the Hong Kong is saying that they are still going to continue. It's largely peaceful, at least that's what we're told.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some incidences that show otherwise, but nonetheless, they're not going to stop. So now Beijing has got some big decisions to make here on what's really going to be their next move.
Well, Dan thinks, and we were just talking about it, that they're going to seal off the city, order the foreigners out, and then just go at it.
Well, I don't know what go at it really means. You know, Hong Kong is kind of the jewel of Asia, so they have to be very cautious here. I think we need to keep a close eye on the U.S. State Department and see what kind of warnings that they put out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they say that, you know, we're going to put up a traveler's warning or we're going to order out, you know, embassy personnel and whatnot, then you know that they, that Beijing is going to get aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, the 1.71 million people that were on the street, a lot of them were young people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. They want freedom.
Mm-hmm. But they kind of lost that boat ride because of what happened when Britain did the, what they did when they exited. Is that correct?
No. They have their freedom, and they want. I think what's really getting lost here is President Xi. Remember, he is now the leader forever, and he mm-hmm. wants full control, and that includes Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the warning that Hong Kong is really saying, that President Xi wants, that he doesn't want that separation anymore. I think it was only a 20 or 30 year separation.
I believe, if that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the exact number, but you're somewhere in that area. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what Hong Kong really feels, that President Xi and China want full control of the territory again, period.
Well, time will tell, and the window is closing, if you will, and I don't see anybody doing anything. Our president is just, what are we doing? I mean, I don't see us doing anything. Do you?
Not for us to do.
So who's it to do? The people of Hong Kong and China?
That's right.
All right, well, hang on there. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Al is saying, for the sake of the country, we better hope that President Trump is reelected. Well, I totally agree with you, Al, and I'll tell you what. Don't believe the poll numbers you see at Fox. I know too much about what they're doing over there right now. We'll get into that discussion with Frank Salvato in hour number four. I'm coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.